It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. Not if you find
KVNZ Cambridge, KVNZ Eden Prairie.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Clear.
Love Line, coast to coast.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is Love Line and no Ace Rockola tonight, Dr. Drew.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Well, I'm probably just as bad, not as hairy, man.
Tonight joining me is Stryker.
Yes, first name Ted. Nice to see you again.
We'll call you Stryker.
You can call me Stryker.
Your friends out in Tucson would know you as Stryker, right?
That's right.
Right.
And my parents, too.
That's right.
They're in L.A.
Stryker is a disc jockey here at K-Rock and came from via Tucson.
Yeah.
Where he's very popular, and he's replacing Adam. Adam is not dead yet. He's just taking some time off.
What time? Is it commercial in Manchester? Go to the Manchester. What's going on with the Manchester?
Sorry, we're feeling over, but a welcome relief, a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you. I see you at all the K-Rock events, the Weenie Roast. We chat, we mingle, and then I see you here and you ignore me till we get in the booth. Is that because?
No way.
A little bit.
No, I'm sorry.
That's how you give me the finger out there.
Well, that's how I treat everybody, but no. It's just, it's save everything for air, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Adam is probably the unluckiest man in the world right now, and I could be the luckiest, not because I'm hosting Love Line with Dr. Drew. It's because of the lady in front of me, Dr. Drew, Victoria Silvstedt. Did I say that right?
You said it perfectly right.
And you were a Playmate of the Year.
97, like years ago. It feels like forever ago. But
right.
Yeah, still carrying that title.
And do you have the card that they give you when you won that thing?
You know what? I got rid of that Porsche.
I've never said that.
Various of reasons.
Right.
Yeah, I got a little bit in too much trouble with the cops and stuff. So, coming from Europe, you know, I do like to step on the gas and go the fast lane. So, yeah, I had to get rid of it.
All right. I don't know where it is. Now what are you driving? A Pinto?
Pickup truck.
Pickup truck. No, you're not driving a pickup truck, for God's sakes.
I'm driving a lot of different cars, you know. I like to change a lot.
Right.
You know, BMW, you know, Cherokee, you know, you name it.
I've had the same car since 1983. It's a Toyota Celica, and it's gray. Good God. All right. By the way, if Adam Carolla is listening, Adam, look at sexyvictoria.com, and that's who is in front of me, in front of us.
He loves Victoria.
Right now.
He was very unhappy about this.
He's coming back.
Him? Adam?
Mm-hmm. Never? Maybe not.
Who cares? It's about me and you, Victoria. It's about us and doing the show. You ready to talk about...
See if I can warm up to you during the show. We'll see about that.
Well, you're pretty close now, and we'll get closer. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Stryker, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and I guess we are going to speak to Julie. You're 17.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Ask away.
I have a question about a previous experience this night. Well, tonight. my boyfriend was performing oral sex on me, and I climaxed, and it was perfectly normal. It was just a little more intense than usual, and towards the end of it, a lot of fluid came out, and it wasn't like a normal fluid. It was really like liquidy, and I was just wondering, like, what that was. If that was normal, or
was it urine?
No, it wasn't. I felt it coming out. I don't.
Because that happens too, but
yeah.
there are a number of other glands in that vicinity that can create fluid emission. Some women do that every time.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure your boyfriend's fine with it. Don't worry.
Oh no, he wasn't. He was really cool about it.
Yeah. Wait, was he down there when this fluid was just pouring out of there, like the Salt River or what?
Yeah, refreshing shower. Huh?
Seriously. You know, guys are the striker. It's like, hey, I produce something. I did something.
Right. Right.
Got
that's
signed.
A good sign. Yeah,
he's got a big ass checklist, right? No, we got to do this. We got to do this. And we need lots of fluid coming out.
Well, no, it's more that it's when they've like guys need something real concrete to feel like they've accomplished something.
Right.
So this is like, hey, I did this thing. Hey, I'm cool. But no, women are very ashamed of it. And yet it's a very common thing, and people don't talk about it.
God forbid if I can have a woman start flooding all over me, I'd win a gold medal.
See?
All right, Elaine, you're 24. You're on Love Line.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, my question is I have a very steady boyfriend. Well, actually, we're engaged. And he is the second man I've ever been with. The problem is that we only decided to have sex very recently, and we found that it's very difficult because he has an abnormally curved-shaped penis.
Which way?
Curved to the right.
Curved.
Yes.
And so, what, that hurts you?
It very much so. It's very painful.
Very painful.
Is it like a right angle, or is it just like a banana shape?
It's banana shaped, but it goes way to the right, and I don't know if it hurts him to move it, or I don't know what to do.
Are you sure it's hurting you?
What it is the penetration. It'll only go a certain way before it starts to hurt.
And then it starts to hurt. I see. And did you tell him about this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have to stop every time. You know, there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm gonna leave this up to you about the curved wiener.
Well, is he having pain?
I don't know. I really
doesn't seem like it, does it?
No.
And by the way, a guy again will scrape his kneecaps off.
To have sex?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
To think it'd be falling off as long as you're having sex, it feels wonderful.
But I'll tell you what, there's a couple things here. One is that there can be a normal amount of curvature that sometimes gets better with taking vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
About 800 units a day. He needs to do that for starters, okay?
Okay.
And what it's caused by, I'm giving the visuals in the room here, is by a scar that forms on one side and pulls it over to that side. You guys get the visual here?
Can you demonstrate it better?
If this is it, there's a scar here and pulls it. And the only way they can straighten it is by cutting like a piece of pie shape out of this side and straightening it back out. But that, of course, shortens the whole thing.
Is it big to begin with?
What are you talking about?
What inch size? What are we talking about here?
Sandy? Whoops.
Yes.
Hold on, Sandy.
That was the wrong one.
Elaine?
Yeah.
How big is this thing?
I don't know. My guess would be about 7 or 8 inches.
Well, it's pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. Now, Victoria, have you been with a man with anything curved on him before?
Not that I know of, no. But I'm sure I should have noticed.
There's something called Peyronie's disease, and usually people think about it as a disease if they're actually having pain or difficulty with erection, which he doesn't seem to be having, so you should take the vitamin E. If it's still a problem, you should see a urologist.
Vitamin E is the way to go for a curved wiener.
That's right.
All right, we'll remember that. All right, Victoria.
Remember that.
All right, Victoria Silvstedt is here, and she was appointed of the year in 97. She has a calendar coming out soon, and Sandy is 21 on Loveline. Sandy.
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My brother died about a year ago from a brain aneurysm, and at the time he was using cocaine, and I was wondering if it was connected.
Well, did they surmise it was an aneurysm, or did they definitely know it was just bleeding inside the brain?
Well, it was kind of complicated. He was doing construction work, and he fell off a ladder.
Oh, boy.
And they found out, or they told us, the next day, I think it was, that he had had an aneurysm, which is why he fell.
I see. So they think it happened first. Do you think he did cocaine?
What?
Do you think he did cocaine?
They know he did. They found it in his bloodstream.
Well, cocaine can cause intracranial bleeding. It's not an aneurysm is basically just like a blowout. Like if you have your tires get little blebs in them, they blow out the sidewall. Those little bubbles that come out the side.
Right.
That's what an aneurysm is in an artery, and it's very weak and it can spontaneously explode. If that happens in your head, you're instantaneously dead.
Now, doesn't cocaine more affect your heart? It speeds up your heart rate?
Well, it turns out that smoked cocaine can increase the risk of intracranial bleeding from increasing the shear forces on vessels, not necessarily from an aneurysm. So the answer is yes, cocaine can definitely do it. In terms of heart and cocaine, it increases the stickiness of the platelets in the blood, and so blood clots can form in the arteries to the heart, cause heart attacks. It can also cause strokes that way, too.
Right.
Victoria, are you worried?
I was just going to say,
you're really worried?
Sarah's going to be a quiz at the end of the show, and you better know every damn answer or you're never coming back. No, you can come back any day.
Did you see Survivor tonight?
Yes, I did.
I wasn't listening carefully, but when they had to go get those masks,
right?
Could you remember all the answers?
I got three of them. The other two, I was like, what?
I got one of them. Not that I was listening that carefully, but I thought they couldn't have just told them that once.
That's the first time I've seen Survivor, by the way.
What's up with that Survivor meme anyway?
They put these people on an island. There's a gay guy, there's an old man, and they're feuding, and the winner gets $1 million.
And
they all
run naked and have
one
fun,
guy
right?
Does. Did you like it? They don't have fun.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. And speaking of liking it a lot, nipples turn inward. Michelle, you are 16.
Okay.
You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a problem with my nipples. They turn in and they don't like turn out. And I've been trying to make them turn out.
You need a feather. Tickle them.
Well, you can't make them come out at all.
No.
Or they won't stay out.
They won't stay out.
They that's you.
Yeah.
That's you, Michelle.
What about when you get aroused? They don't kind of swallow up a little and no.
Well, not really.
No.
It doesn't really work when I get aroused.
All right. Well, inverted nipples are normal, Michelle. Now, there are surgeries that can sort of, they sometimes do to correct that if you have a lot of irritation and that kind of thing. But otherwise, it's normal. And guys are not troubled by that.
All right. Well, my boyfriend, he found out about it. And he's going, well, there's no way I'm going to have to have sex with you or anything like that.
Oh,
my
sounds,
God.
You know what?
Louis, sir.
He said that.
He's a dick. Yeah, get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's gone. That's
Michelle.
It. But now you have a threshold question for your boyfriend.
I want to know, did he find out by grabbing you, having his mouth there, or he heard it in the men's locker room?
No, he took my shirt off.
Good for him.
He looked, and he's like, oh, God.
He said, oh, God, right there? Anyone that gets around dressed did not say, oh, God. You say, hallelujah.
He walked out of the room.
Oh, my God.
What is up, Michelle, that you do with a guy like that?
I don't know.
He's a dick, isn't he? All through and through.
You said dick twice.
Because that's what this guy is.
You're gay.
This is not the first time he's been a jerk.
How long have you been with a guy?
2 years now.
What? He's a jerk, right?
Well, this is the first time he saw your nipples after 2 years?
Well, yeah.
She's only 16.
14.
Oh, sorry.
That's from Sweden. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
Correct me. He's a jerk, right?
Yeah, I guess.
This isn't the first time. No, this isn't the first time he's been awful to you, is it?
Yeah, it has. Because the first year, it was sort of rough because we'd have yelling matches about, like, oh, you were looking at so-and-so or whatever, and it'd be really stupid. And then it got easier, and he asked me to have sex, like, in the middle of our first year, and I said, no, I'm going to wait. He asked
good.
Me.
Good. Fine. Very wise.
Mm-hmm.
And?
And he asked me to have sex in the middle of our second...
Drew, I can't take this. Hold on one sec. Get rid of the man. He's been bad. He doesn't like your nipples. And apparently they're not going to turn out immediately. Are they, Dr.
No,
Drew?
No.
Okay, let's move on. All right, Michelle, you're going to be fine, all right? You're only 16. Your nipples will pop out possibly. Yeah.
You've been on the show about 10 minutes. You're sounding a lot like Corolla now.
No, I'm not. She was stumbling and fumbling.
Yeah.
How can you be bad in 2 years?
Don't you want to call our listeners retarded or anything like that?
No, I feel really
at home here?
I'll call them screwball.
I'll do that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I have more problems than all of you combined. Luis?
Hello.
What's up, man? You're 17.
Alrighty. Well, I have dreams about stealing my friend's boyfriend.
Your girlfriend's boyfriend or guy friend?
Precisely.
Your female friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
You're gay.
Well, did you know you were gay? Let's put it that way.
There's some kind of discrepancy going on with me internally right now. I'll go for that.
You're just trying to figure it all out.
Well, no. I mean, ever since I was, like, in kindergarten, I knew that I was a little bit fonder of, you know, the boys on the playground than I was the girls. But recently it's become, like, with close friends, I'll be hanging out with them, and it's like, I think I like you sometimes.
You tell them that?
Yeah, and they just like, really shut up, you know? It's not really a big deal right now.
That is a big deal. It's hard for you. Difficult
for you.
Excuse me.
Anyways, my question is basically,
You better attend to that, Luis, because that's going to end up being pretty painful for you if you constantly put yourself in a situation where you develop these intense feelings for friends, people you really care about, and can never sort of connect in the way you need to or want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get ugly at some point.
Yeah.
So what is it you want to know?
I just want to know what the hell that means about me. The fact that I have that.
Do you have any other dreams about men?
Do I what?
Any other dreams about men?
Oh yeah, I mean since I was little, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm attracted to men.
But this fact that you're stealing boyfriends from your girlfriends.
Exactly, and these friends are really close, and it makes me feel like really bad inside.
You're pretty much a normal guy that happens to be gay.
Have you had relationships with women, girls, before?
No, not really. No, mm-hmm. just like one 24-hour things when I was a freshman. And
and you felt like, okay, this is not my cup of tea kind of thing? Or
my cup of tea?
Yeah, this is not your cup of tea. You just feel like you were not that attracted to.
Well, I always knew it wasn't my cup of tea. It's
yeah.
weird. It's like you deny it for a while, wishing it to go away, and then you realize that it's still there.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of accept it after a while.
Why do you need to have a explicit explanation for this stealing boyfriend dream? Let's put this way. I don't think I can accurately give any kind of interpretation without knowing you a lot better.
Mm.
What meaning do you think it has?
Well, and it doesn't only happen in my... Well, I mean, the whole thing about...
But what's the feeling attached to it?
Total, like, desire.
Do you feel guilty after the dreams?
I wake up and I'm just like, what the hell was that, you know? I mean, and I want to tell whoever's girlfriend
Why?
The guy is, just because it's funny, I think. I mean, it's funny to a certain point where I can talk about it and laugh about it.
Well.
But at the same time, it's still bizarre.
Just let them be. Just dreams.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Just get a gay group of friends, though, because you're going to need that.
Yeah, and start liking guys that aren't attached to women. That would help.
That aren't hetero.
Exactly. Hunter.
Yes.
Hi, you're 20.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Well, the other night, a few nights ago, my girlfriend and I were having sex. Doing a thing, and she was acting like it felt really good, and she was, you know, getting into it, and all of a sudden she started crying.
Has she had an orgasm already or not?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It was seeming to get to that point if it hadn't already happened. But
how old is she?
She's 16.
Oh, and you're 20. Hunter,
yeah.
16.
Yeah.
16. Was this her first time?
No.
How do you know?
Well, because, I mean, first person or first time?
Both. Well, I hope it was with a person the first time.
I mean, first person, like a writer first, or we'd had this before, but...
For a long period of time, or...
We've been together for 2 years.
And you've been having sex since she was 14?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Mm.
Have you been seeing other people while seeing the 14-year-old, now 16?
Yes.
Does she know this?
No.
Well, that's kind of why you're going out with a 16-year-old, because you know you can get someone. Why don't you just leave her alone and go for girls that are 18
and
or older?
Maybe she knows. Listen, somebody that age that is not getting the kind of reassurance they need is going to feel fairly, feel pain.
Yeah.
Feel abandoned, and naturally enough, when she's, trying to have an intimate experience with you and doesn't feel the reciprocal feelings, boy, yeah, you'd cry too,
definitely.
Well, is this normal though?
Yeah, it's normal for somebody in a relationship to feel awful about their partner because the partner is just abusing them. That's nice.
Victoria's here. She was Playmate of the Year. You've got a calendar coming out. How old were you when you first started making whoopee?
Whoopee. We kind of start earlier back in Sweden.
Ooh.
I shouldn't say we, but I did.
And was the man much older than you?
He was not, no. It was kind of an experimental thing.
Okay.
It's like doing homework kind of thing.
Really?
We learn early, you know, in school about sexuality and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we started at 12, 13, and we're just curious. And I grew up, you know, as a woman very early. So.
Right. Right, and you're still a woman. Let me tell you.
Do parents support that? Or do parents talk about
that? Well, they don't really know.
They don't
know.
They don't really know, no. I had to deal with more of that sneaking out kind of thing until I was about, I think, 16.
You had an older sister, right?
Yeah, I had an older sister.
And was she trailblazing?
She was kind of wild, too, but we kind of stuck together and did our little things behind the back of our parents. We were good, though. We never got really caught. So...
Wow, well, good for you. All right,
well.
Joey, I'll give you your homework assignment later. Joey, you're 15. You're on Love Line.
Hey.
What's up?
A few weeks ago, my girlfriend, she gave me, like, a BJ, and she had, like, herpes on her lip, like a blister. And now I like, blisters on the head of, like, my penis, and it hurts.
Well, there you go.
Now, Dr. Drew, is a canker sore, I know that's a type of herpes, but can that cause you to get blisters down below?
Yep.
And that's what he has.
That's what he has. Yeah.
Also, I have another question.
But you don't care about that?
Oh, well.
He just made it up.
Oh. Were you making that up?
Yeah.
I don't think he was.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, Joey, don't let me down. What's your other question?
I want to know what the side effects to, like, Zoloft were.
Zoloft?
Yeah.
Fatigue, mostly. What are you having? What are you experiencing?
Like loss of appetite and stuff.
It'll depress your appetite sometimes. It'll stimulate your appetite.
Does it do anything to the sex drive?
Shuts it down. Completely. Absolutely. That's one of the more typical side effects of Zoloft is no libido, difficulty with orgasm, that kind of thing.
The side effects are blisters on the penis, and apparently you still have a sex drive because you just got a BJ a couple weeks ago. Susie, you are 28. You're on Loveline with Dr. Drew and Victoria Silvstedt.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I have been dating a guy for about a month and a half. And the other day, my cousin was in her bathroom getting ready, and he just walked right in when she was in the bathroom, and then he started peeing right in front of her.
This is her boyfriend?
No, the guy that I've been dating.
Oh, peed in front of your cousin?
Yes.
How old is your cousin?
She's 26.
And it's not like you guys all live together in the same house or something?
Well, no. I just, we're close because we're family. So I, you know, go out with her and stuff and hang out with her. And
how well does he know her?
Well, we know each other fairly well, but I...
Wait a minute. How well does he know her?
He knows her on a friendship.
It's kind of like family, you know. You pee in front of family members, pretty much.
That doesn't really bother me that much.
No.
To just go to the...
It's a little weird.
Is it?
You have a girlfriend, and her friend comes over, and you start peeing in front of her friend?
Maybe number two is would be odd.
That's odd.
Number one, standing up, a guy can pull it down with not showing his butt.
Yeah, but it's not like they're out in the woods or something.
Right.
She's standing
there. Are you in the woods, Susie?
No. I mean, my cousin lives in Buckhead, so...
That's the woods.
Buckhead, Atlanta.
That's nice. Okay, I've been there, yeah.
But, I mean, I called him afterwards, and I asked him, you know, I said, did you just walk into the bathroom and just pee in front of my cousin? And he said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. And then I said, well, don't you think that's weird? Don't you think that's, you know, strange behavior? And he said, well, she couldn't see me.
Oh, is that true?
No, because, well, I mean, I went into the bathroom, and I looked in the bathroom, and the bathroom's a small bathroom. The sink's right by the toilet.
I don't know, Susie. You may just need to let this one go. If he's otherwise been a good guy, and this just
let him
freak
pee.
Out, but, yeah, tell him that you know you have some boundary questions about that kind of behavior for this.
Yeah, see that's what I think too. That's what I was trying to
do. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, it's a
what do you, Susie? What do you do for a living?
Oh, I work for IBM. I build distance learning.
Really?
Good for you. You don't know if that's weird. You know what I would do?
Because she sounds like she's about 40.
Well, I would, I pee in front of people that I don't really know before.
That's
I don't
okay,
think that's that bad.
You're okay.
I'm very European.
Okay.
It's
there
cool.
You go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a break. It's Loveline. I'm Stryker filling in for Ace Rock Collin with Dr. Drew, and the Playmate of the Year from 97, Victoria Silvstedt, is here. And we'll speak to her. We'll speak to you and about a guy who has a small wiener. We'll do that next on Loveline.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
From Geico Auto Insurance.
When calling Geico to switch your car insurance, you will not need acetaminophen, naproxen, indomethacin, ibuprofen, a cold compress, an on-call acupuncturist, or any other pain remedy. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. If it were any more painless, you could do it in your sleep, which is theoretically possible since we offer complete 24-hour service. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Comedy Central is crashing the political parties when The Daily Show with Jon Stewart goes on location at the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles.
When I heard I was going to the conventions, I started thinking about what democracy means to me. And then I thought about what America means to me. And then I thought, Supertramp wasn't such a bad band. And that's when I decided to take a nap.
Join Jon Stewart and The Daily Show correspondents, along with special guests Bob Dole, Robert Reich, and Ben Stein. The Daily Show convention coverage, tonight at 11, 10 Central, only on Comedy Central.
Students?
Hello, parents, hope you're cool. Here's advice for back to school. Get our hair cut at Great Clips for a CD ROM of Freddy Fish.
Great Clips, Great Clips, oh, I love me. Great looking hair and a Freddy Fish CD.
Now's the time to get your back-to-school haircut at Great Clips, because for a limited time with a kid's haircut, you'll receive a free CD-ROM of Freddy Fish 3, The Case of the Stolen Conch Shell, from Humongous Entertainment.
Freddy and Luther solve mysteries, go on adventures under the sea.
So come to Great Clips, get a cool haircut and a free Freddy Fish CD-ROM adventure.
Get your Freddy Fish CD-ROM free right now.
With a kid's haircut at Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style. One per household for limited time while supplies last at participating salons.
There are over 100 Twin Cities area locations. Call 1-800-GREAT-CLIPS for the salon nearest you.
Mmm, what do you got there?
Broadway pizza.
It smells great. I haven't had Broadway pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Had some lately?
When you're ready to shop for a wedding set, you should visit the Shane Company. Our White Gold Bridal Collection and our Platinum Department offers you the largest choice of unique styles in the state. I'm Tom Shane, and I promise you'll enjoy a pleasant shopping experience with us. Our staff will help you find a unique set to reflect your personality. Our people aren't paid on commission, so there's never any pressure at the Shane Company. Because we don't have the center diamond yet mounted in our sets, you don't have to worry about the price of your set. Once you fall in love with it, then we'll find a loose diamond to match your taste. Our quality standards are the highest, because we guarantee you a full lifetime of satisfaction. Whatever style bridal set you seek, we'll help you realize your desires.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualify and you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Garbage are back at work, but not on the proposed B-Sides record, which was rumored last fall. Singer Shirley Manson says that the group were so rejuvenated when working on the B-Sides CD that they decided to shelve that project in lieu of a studio album. Manson says in her latest online posting that they've honed down their list of 32 tracks to 9 definites for the next record. One track is tentatively titled Over a Cup of Coffee. The Zone Files, from Grumpy's Bar and Grill and Alternative Classics Zone 105. New York, the home of the Yankees, the Statue of Liberty, David Letterman, the kind of place where you feel safe walking in Central Park after dark.
Oh, my God!
No worries. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see the Dave Matthews Band.
So much to say, so much to say, so much to say, all in every direction.
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. The Dave Matthews Band in New York. From Burnsville Volkswagen, Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Rage Against the Machine was outside Staples Center the other night. Did you know that, Dr. Drew?
No.
They got a permit, and they played a free show Monday night right next to Staples.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So the protests are out there.
Exactly. They let the music speak for themselves, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Were they protesting, too?
They protest everything.
Against everything.
No matter what it is. Amazing band, amazing lyrics. You really got to get into them. Anyway, all right, you're listening to Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Our guest tonight, Victoria Silvstedt. Toughest name to say.
And you got it down, baby.
Now, Lou Gehrig was the luckiest man alive at one point.
And so I got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right. And now I happen to be him because Ace Rockhole is gone, and we have you here.
I'm
with
here
us.
Instead.
I know. And yeah. If you want to see what Victoria looks like, it's sexyvictoria.com. And you hate that because...
Well, because I could not get my name. It was already taken, and it's for sale now for, like, so much
grand,
money.
Right?
Yeah, and it, I think it's just not worth it. So I just took any other name that was out there that was available.
Sexyvictoria is...
Well, it's kind of like, you know, yeah.
If you like blondes with big breasts that are 6 foot one model that were top 10 in Miss World, then we're all going to be fine.
You got it.
All right. Eric, you're 17. You're on Loveline.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Victoria, man, you're hot.
Hey, thank you.
As far as your age, I go off in a heartbeat. Hey, Dr. Drew, man.
Eric, yeah.
Hey, you guys rock, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I'll
no, no, it isn't. No, it's okay. It's fine.
He has two TV shows. You know how many I have?
How many?
None.
Oh,
it's coming. It's coming,
it's
baby.
It's coming. So we're starting with the shows. Go ahead, Eric. What's your question?
Hey, I kind of have a small wiener, like you stated earlier in the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. How small are we talking about?
Well, when it's not erect, you know, it's about an inch and a half.
That doesn't matter. What's it like when it's hard?
It's about 4 inches.
Are you... it's fully developed? Are you sort of your body stature normal, body hair normal?
Well, yeah. I'm Mexican, so I have a lot of hair on my body.
You do have a lot of hair. Okay. I'm just wondering if you finished puberty and if there's, guys can grow well until 21. So you got a few years of growth to go here, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So just eat your Wheaties.
Yeah.
And Eric, I actually hear Dr. Drew say that all the time. Your thing down there grows definitely after 17. But, if the girl sees your penis and it's pretty small and she, runs out of the room screaming, forget about it, man. You're 17 and there's plenty of women out there.
Yeah, all right. I've got one more question. You know those fat pills? You know those fat reduction pills?
Like which?
Uh-huh.
You're just 17, so you don't realize there's billions of those out there. Which one are you talking about?
I've seen these infomercials about these ones that they crunch them up in the dust and they put fat in the cup in the water and they attract the fat. Do those actually work?
No.
Are they pouring my leg?
There's something called Xenical you can use that actually does absorb fat if you have relevant weight excess. Are you obese? You're fat.
Well, I'm 250.
Okay, and that by the way, being overweight can increase your level of estrogen, and that might delay some of your puberty.
Oh,
and losing the weight, exercising, all that will raise testosterone levels and may help you with your growth, development.
Oh, no doubt. All right.
Yeah, you know what you should try?
Yeah.
No. The Swedish penis enlarger.
Is that
you never heard about that?
No.
The Tom thing?
Oh,
it's in the back of the
Austin
Times
Power Mover. They have a penis enlarger. It worked.
Well, how do you know?
Nowadays you can pump up lips and boobs with those things, you know?
Well, you've been pumping a lot, Victoria.
No, yeah.
Good job on your part.
Victoria, do not even suggest to our listeners that this is a possibility.
If you want to know about
I'm fired.
And by the way, if it did work, it wouldn't be $39.95.
No,
it would.
And we'd all be walking around with something hanging out of the bottom of our Levi's. 16 inches limp and folded. Okay,
yeah,
Andrew. Andrew, you're 14 on Love Line.
Hello?
What's up, man?
I met this girl. She's 19, and she was like, we were playing Shooter at my house, and my sister was there. And one of the questions was if she had the chance to have sex with me, she would.
Your sister would?
No, my friend asked her if she could have the chance to have sex with me.
Well, what was a 19-year-old doing with a bunch of 14-year-olds?
She was my ex-best friend's cousin, so we got introduced to that, and then, we just started talking and stuff.
All right. Again, why aren't you hanging around with a bunch of 14-year-olds, though? I understand how you met, but...
Because she's the ex-best friend's cousin, so we're just fooling around. But anyway, sister?
Well, my sister was there. One of my friends asked her if she had the chance to have sex with me, if she would.
Yeah.
And she said yes, so then my sister went off running to my mom, telling her that, and then my mom saw saying that if we do, that she's going to get her in trouble and stuff. And I was wondering, what are the
problems? Oh, Mom.
Bad woman.
Well, what are the chances of what?
I just want to know, what's the worst that can happen to her if, my mom found out?
She could go to jail. Because it doesn't, in many states, it doesn't specify whether it's male or female having sex with a minor. It's not legal.
Mm-mm.
But I can understand Andrew's position. 14 years old, and he's got a 19-year-old.
He's willing to take the risk.
I know.
Look,
Andrew, you just relax. She probably was just goofing anyway.
Probably. All right, Andrew?
All right.
All right, but
your mom's trying to do her job. Give her a chance.
Yeah, and now you have a masturbating material for the next 17 years until you really do have some sex.
And give some for Stryker, too, sometimes.
Thank you, because I need it. All right, Jason, 21, on Loveline with the lovely Victoria and Dr. Drew.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
I ate my Wheaties, by the way.
Good job.
Hey, I just had sex for the first time with a girlfriend. I've been with her about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And after we were done, I had to take her to the hospital because I ripped her up pretty good. And now she's like Larry about having sex and stuff.
Ripped her up. First of all, are you out on the bayou right now? Where are you?
I'm on a cell phone.
Listen to that. Listen.
What's
I
that?
Can hear the crickets. Sugar sounds like it's like a swamp.
I'm outside. We live on in like the middle of the desert.
Oh.
What state are you in?
New Mexico.
Okay. Oh God.
What's that?
So he said you whipped her up
Surface
pretty good.
Yeah, she had to get like 4 stitches on it.
Oh my God, you must be huge or really rough. I don't know.
I ate a lot of Wheaties. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, was this? She was just. I don't understand. How did that happen? Did you force yourself on her?
What's that? No. We both wanted to do it and stuff. You know what I mean?
Didn't it hurt her? And then she decided to stop at the point at which it hurt.
No, she just wanted to keep on going. We were both drinking pretty much, you know what I mean?
We were
pretty lit up. But
anytime you have sex for the first time with someone, you want to be on as much Mickey's 40 ounces as possible.
But so far, this call has been, hey, I want everybody to know that I sent my girlfriend to the hospital. So what is your question?
I mean, she's like against it, so I don't, you know what I mean?
No kidding.
Right.
So you want to know what you can do to have sex with her again, I guess, right?
Yeah, to get her to have sex with me again and stuff.
Let her heal up a little and then do it the romantic way. Don't, you know, go out and drink and then try to, you know, do it.
And buy about 2 gallons of Astroglide, throw that on the package, and you'll be in and out of there, man. All right, good. David, you're 20. You're on Loveline.
Yep. First off, I just wanted to congratulate on some of the sound effects from yesterday. The Mr. Burns, I'm a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful. Very beautiful. My question was, from the time I've been probably 13 or 14 until I was about 17 or 18, I'd masturbate while I was on the toilet.
I'm a big boy.
Very good.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you. Because, you know, that was the most private place I could find. And anymore, when I have sex, I have to take a dump.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to know, what can I do to overcome this?
That's sort of a conditioned response. There are different sort of colonic reflexes that can be entrained. There's gastrocolic reflexes and things from eating and drinking hot liquids and things. And so this is something that happens sometimes. You just need to control yourself, David, and not continue to gratify that urge, okay? I'm sure you're a big boy now. You can control
that. That's right. I'm a big boy.
Yeah, but to have the fact that you have that urge is not surprising, right? You for years coupled that very rewarding experience with number two, so there you go.
Right.
It's not unheard of what you're experiencing.
And you know what? You may get hemorrhoids from sitting on that.
Although we've never had that question before.
Isn't that possible?
No.
No? Okay. Sarah.
Yeah.
You're 15. What's going on?
Well, last year I kind of found out, I came out as a lesbian, and I've never actually been with another girl, and I wanted to know how to get her horny and where to, like, if I, like, how
Hey, Sarah, we're 15. What's the...
How do you know for sure you're lesbian? Maybe you're just attracted to a female. It's very normal in that age.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I went through that, too, and I'm totally straight.
Well, it's been... So it's okay if it's, like, more than one chick, or...
You mean more attractive than just the one person?
Yeah, there's
like a... Sarah,
you don't even look at guys, or, like...
I look at guys a couple times, but, I mean, if I see a girl...
Sarah, let me just explore with you. I just get a feeling from you.
Okay.
You have any medications?
Medications?
Yeah.
Allergy pills.
That's it. And you have any history we need to know about? Anything in your past?
Nothing really big.
Like, what were those not big things be?
A neighbor didn't come over your house when he wasn't supposed to?
No.
You pause. Why do you pause? What's going on?
I was younger and...
What happened?
My mom's cousin came over.
How old was she? Or he?
He.
And how old was he?
I don't know, 18 at the time.
How old were you?
Probably around 7.
And he sexually abused you?
A little.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't it, you know, it's like a little pregnant, too. It's not a little sexual abuse area.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you got some stuff flying around from that, no doubt.
Yeah.
And those kinds of experiences make people at your age very confused about their sexual identity. Most 15-year-old lesbians don't need to declare it. just like most 15-year-olds, just like most 15-year-olds that have sex don't go declare it because it's their private business and it's who they are, and they may need people close to them to know about it. But Sarah, you sound confused though.
Yeah. How do I know if
you don't know anything right now? If you want to know something, get a therapist, get an evaluation, and get in and start talking about this stuff and see if you can sort it out. You may be lesbian. That's fine. But right now you just sound confused, and the important thing is not to act when you're confused. It adds to the confusion.
Now, is she confused because she's only like 14 or 15, or because what that guy did when he went over the house?
She was sexually abused, yeah.
That's the reason? Okay. Katie, you're 17 on Loveline.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a really strange question. Is it possible for a guy to urinate during anal sex?
Do you want that to happen?
No.
I don't think it's really... What is that feedback? It's very difficult for a guy, if not impossible for most guys, to urinate during any sex, during erection even.
Okay. The answer basically would be yes, he could.
Some guys possibly could.
Okay.
Do you know how hard it is to urinate if you have an erection?
Yes.
And if you do,
for some guys it's impossible.
You gotta hold it down. You gotta shoot your face.
But even if you aren't aiming, even if you're just trying to push out urine, it's almost impossible.
Yeah. As a kid, I used to try to get an erection just so I could like play this mind game to try and pee, so I could shoot it taller than my head was.
Don't admit to that stuff.
It's so much easier for us girls, though. You know.
Striker, close. Okay. We'll talk off the air.
All right. I'll tell you guys later what happened with the erection.
Yeah, we want to know.
If you've seen me, myself, and Irene. Very similar, all right?
Now it's break time.
Oh, it is break time? Yeah. It's break time. All right, 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Dr. Drew Stryker here, in for Ace Rockola, Adam Carolla, Victoria Silstedt. She is the guest. Flame of the Year from 97, Ask Questions, and more Loveline coming up next with a girl who has a lot of problems, of course, on the body.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Musicians, get this. Fender American Standard Stratocasters at the breakthrough price of just $4.99. That's right, genuine Fender American Strats, just $4.99. When the names are this big, the gear is this hot, and the deals are this amazing, it can only be one event. It's Guitar Center's 36th Anniversary Extravaganza. Check out $1,300 digital mixers from Tascam. Now, an unbelievable $4.99. Five-piece Pearl Export Drum Kit, only $3.99. Anniversary means exciting price, extended financing, and heart-stopping deals in every department. 55% off Elisa's 64-voice sound module, just $1.99. Up to 63% off Duncan pickups, now just $29. And enter to win a Ford Explorer Sport Track or a trip to L.A. to see Spinal Tap Live as they celebrate the release of the new This Is Spinal Tap DVD in stores September 12th. Guitar Center's 36th Anniversary Extravaganza is on now. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you. See store for details.
Hello, can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length on. Cut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even
you, Grammy. Sex World got it, and it tries to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door, two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World, featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
An unplanned pregnancy often sounds like this. An unplanned pregnancy can sound discord in anyone's life, but Birthright can help. Perhaps you're worried about finances and good medical care. Maybe you're concerned about the reactions of family and friends. Whatever your needs, you will find that your Birthright volunteer is a non-judgmental friend with a willing ear to listen and a helping hand in sorting out and solving your problems. Birthright offers free confidential pregnancy tests, counseling regarding all alternatives, financial assistance, medical referrals, and a continuing range of both emotional and practical support. So if you are involved in the discord of an unplanned pregnancy, remember, you have a friend at Birthright.
Birthright cares. Birthright cares about you.
Call the Birthright office nearest you. They're in the business white pages.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
All righty. You're listening to Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191 with Dr. Drew, a striker for Adam Carolla, and our guest tonight, Victoria Silvstedt. And it says here, and I read, you were on The Real World or something.
Well, I was just greeting the teens when they came to the Playboy Mansion, and I took them on a private tour.
Of the Playboy Mansion?
Uh-huh.
What are the chances of a guy like you and a girl like me possibly going to one of the Playboy Mansion parties?
I heard you've been to a couple already.
I've been to one.
The Limp Bizkit pajama party thing?
Yeah, I wore Curious George pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked out pretty well.
Pretty sweet.
I went home alone.
Did you?
It was okay, though.
You were fulfilled there at the party, I'm
exactly.
Sure.
All right, who are we going to here, Drew? We're going to talk to Keith, I guess. All right. Keith is 19, and you're on Loveline with Victoria.
Oh, I made it on Loveline. Oh, Dr. Drew, I got to say, first off, you're a wonderful man. I love what you do. I love drdrew.com.
Oh, Keith, God bless you.
I'm on there every day, no doubt. To Anderson, you're hilarious. You have great timing, and can you play the Taboo 2 theme since Adam's not here tonight?
If we can find it.
If you can find it.
What is it, Drew?
Taboo 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know that.
Oh, and
here it comes.
Oh, there it is.
We'll just play a couple lines of this. Because without Adam singing along, it's just not the same.
He knows how to please. I listen to the show every night. Hey, Stryker, man, I'm out in Tucson.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing.
I can't believe you weren't here for KFMA Day, man.
Well, I was out here doing my thing.
You're in Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
That's a trip. You're out there now.
And you have to play Playboy Mansion.
Oh, and Victoria Silvstedt, my God. Are you hot?
Keith.
My God.
You're just blowing smoke up everyone here, Keith. Me gusta.
Got any questions, Keith?
Yes, I do. I smoke marijuana every day.
Nice.
First, I got to tell you, though, I am in support of Adam's theory.
What's that?
High IQ people doing drugs.
Mm.
And I do have a fairly high IQ.
All I know is whatever brain cells you lose, you'll wish you had back when you're older.
That's very likely.
Guaranteed that. Yeah, there's a stronger argument for pot, though, and that's the Cypress Hill theory.
I've
known these guys for like 15 years, and when I first met them, they were like hopped up, hostile, angry young guys.
Right? Yeah.
Fast forward 10 years of daily marijuana, and they're like...
Yeah, they're great.
They're passive.
They're
great guys. They're always great guys, but they're all that anger and hostility is just puffed right out of them. They went from songs about like the gang life down in Cypress, California, to songs about hits from the bone.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right. All right, man. So what's going on?
Well, when I was about, I guess, 9 or 10 years old, it was a repressed memory, actually, until one night that I was listening to the show.
Mm-mm.
I was abused by the kid that lived across the street.
What'd he do?
The only flash I have of it was him, like, laying down on top of me, and all I remember was just thinking, you know, I don't play like this or whatever. And
that's all right.
As much as I can get from it, right?
Well, that might not even be abuse. That might have been just a kid who was moving in that direction, but you appropriately sort of got out from under it, quite literally.
I got a really bad feeling that it was the latter, though.
That you didn't let it, that you didn't stop it?
That I'm pretty sure something happened.
Like, what do you mean, something?
That he at least fondled me or did something like that.
How old was your neighbor?
I guess he was only a couple years older, like maybe.
But you were 10, you weren't like 4.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something that went on and on, it was like something that happened and you pulled away from it, got away from it.
Right.
That doesn't have to be a traumatizing experience.
Okay, I'm just wondering because, I don't think there's really a history of addiction in my family, although I will say it's pertinent that, my mom told me recently that her and my dad, when they were trying to have their second kid, which was me, that they just couldn't conceive, and one night they decided, well, F it, we'll just get stoned, and they did, and then they had me. And I wonder if that's just a coincidence now that I'm a pothead.
You, what's your ethnic background?
I guess a German, Indian.
A North American Indian?
No, actually Cherokee, I guess.
Cherokee.
Yeah.
That's where the alcoholism gene is in you.
Oh, really?
Profound, probably. Look in that part of your family, and you'll see there'll be some alcoholics there.
Oh, well, I'm definitely sure, because my mom had all, you know, every abuse in the book.
All right, well, there you go.
You know, dad and stepdad, so I'm sure they were both alcoholics.
All right, now you're a marijuana addict. And that's, you have to be, most, 90%+ of marijuana addicts are alcoholics.
Yeah,
so that's
and I agree with that. It's just odd, because I really don't even have a thing for alcohol. I drink once in a while.
If you get a more addictive compound going first, the alcohol doesn't do it for you. It takes a long while for the alcoholism to get charged up, to get conditioned in that part of the brain, while these other drugs do it very quickly. And once they've sort of been sort of etched into the brain chemistry, the alcohol, you can do it with the alcohol, but you have to drink a lot of it. And usually people that have started with stronger drugs stay with stronger drugs.
Now, I've listened to the show constantly for years. Smoking pot, I'm still not even clear. You are affected by it years and years from now?
Possibly, if you did it for... The big thing with pot is when you're using, frankly. And people who get addicted to it usually use it for 5, 10, 15 years. And somewhere along there, it stops working. They start getting depressed. They start getting memory problems. If you do CAT scans on these people, there's brain structural change. And mostly, if not all that, goes away when you stop smoking pot.
I have a friend, straight A's in business school.
Mm-hmm.
Pot, daily.
The most significant consequence is on affect, mood, and it will happen.
The mood. No wonder he's so mellow.
It will fall apart soon.
All right, Joe, you're on Loveline with Victoria. What's up, man?
Excellent. Well, my girlfriend is always, when we start making out, she'll like rub on me. Like, no, like, clothes are still on, and she like gets off rubbing. But then when we get into the sex, she doesn't. Like, she won't orgasm. And I just want to know what I can do to better please her.
What does she say when you ask her that?
You know, I really haven't questioned it a whole lot.
Well, that's where you got to go.
Well, right. I mean,
it may not get better for her.
What's that?
It may not get better for her. That may be what she likes to do. And for you.
Could be.
And I think Victoria can probably hopefully clarify this. Isn't there a spot on a woman, whether there's clothes on or not, if you're just rubbing in that area, like just going nuts down there?
Yeah.
And then maybe the person...
Like when you're horseback riding, there are bad.
Okay,
the rubbing thing.
Right.
It's different.
Perhaps, I know she's blonde, fairly big-breasted. I don't know. I've never actually seen pictures of you, Victoria, but what is it that gets you excited? I mean, what is it that best turns you on?
Good question, Joe. God bless America.
Exactly.
Victoria, answer that, please.
Well, it's a lot of different things. Horseback riding, bareback, one of them.
I'm sure Dr. Drew's on my left too, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with two hot guys, so that gets me going. Yeah.
And Joe, some women are a lot more sensitive in a good way inside, some are a lot more sensitive outside, and some aren't sensitive at all
either
inside.
Either place.
Yeah, or either place.
Yeah.
And if that happens, find a new mate. Mm. Tony, just kidding. Tony, you're 17, you're on Loveline.
How's it going?
Good.
I have a question. I masturbate about 7 times a day.
7?
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
My testicles ache after a while.
No kidding. Why don't you do less?
I'm addicted to it.
Okay. Honest enough answer. Is there some trauma in your childhood that sort of triggered this?
No.
Are you doing other drugs?
No, none drugs.
Because addiction to sex, per se, usually follows some other addiction, a chemical addiction, unless there's something to induce sexual compulsivity, like a sexual abuse in childhood.
I wasn't abused often.
Tony, what do you use?
Were you physically abused?
porn videos or magazines or just your imagination?
Pretty much my imagination.
Wow, you got a big one, wild one.
Write some books, man. Were you physically abused?
No.
Have they ever hit you or anything?
No, my mother never hit me. My father never hit me.
And
have you been with a woman before?
Yes, I have.
He's just a horn dog, baby.
How long did you last with the woman compared to how long you last when you're by yourself?
Longer than I'm with a woman.
Longer with the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, man, you got to slow down a bit or you're going to, like, you know how to do it to yourself. And if this person isn't doing it exactly how you're doing it, man, you're going to be not only just running a marathon with these women, but you're never going to be able to get to that climax point.
Am I going
to
run out?
No, there's no such thing as running out, but you can certainly hurt yourself. You can, you can cause skin problems and urethritis. And you can, how are you doing? Prostatitis? I tell you, there's a point at which it's just a compulsion and not something you enjoy. Is there any bipolar illness in your family?
Not that I know of.
Do you have any other features? Do you sleep normally at night?
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
It sounds like you sleep just 1 hour a night and very.
Are you a jerk now?
Well, I don't know if he has any time during the day when he isn't. It's seven times a day.
Well, I don't know. It's just something to do.
Yeah, I must be pretty bored.
You know, the gym's a fun place to go. Not to masturbate, but to work out. Get rid of some of that angst, possibly, man.
I ain't going to work out.
All right, Tony, this is cool a little bit. You're going to hurt yourself. There's something missing from his story. It just doesn't fit.
But he's not really
I mean, the way that happened.
He's not being very honest. I hear some things missing.
Right. Either he's making the story. I think he may be making the whole thing up, frankly. The way that happens is either addicted to something else first, you're compulsive because of trauma, or you're bipolar manic. That's how that happens.
Got it. Shannon.
Yeah?
You're on Loveline, and you're 20. Welcome.
Well, hi. I have a question. I'm married right now, but me and my husband just recently split up. But we were the whole high school sweetheart thing, you know, and young, engaged in high school, got out of high school, got married, then had a kid. But since January, it just seems like we've been distant, just ignoring each other. So finally we just decided, you know, we're just going to be friends and get along because we do have a kid together.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. What's the question real quick?
Well, the question is, we're still having intercourse just so we can get it out of our system. It's like,
All right.
Dr. Drew, they're having intercourse. We're going to find out if she should keep doing it. It's Loveline with Victoria Silvstedt and Drew and Stryker for Adam. Coming up next on Loveline.
Loveline, Loveline. We'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Who's the best bartender in town? Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. With drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can send them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
This weekend, $5 million of merchandise must be sold direct to the public. It's a sale so big, it had to be held at the Touchstone Energy Place at River Center. Listen to these prices. 900 megahertz cordless phones, $15. Answer machines and caller IDs, $5. DVD players, $99. Super Nintendo games, $2.99. Sega games, $0.99. Thousands of software titles up to 70% off. We will not run out of merchandise. Leather jackets, $39. Satellites, $49. Big screen TVs, $399. Microwave ovens, $39. Dehumidifiers, $79. GE and RCA VCRs, $39. Color TVs, $59. Pentium Complete Internet Ready Computers, $299. Color Pentium Notebook, $399. GE and RCA Camcorders, just $139. Bubble Jet Printers, $59. Webcams, $49. Even software and accessories. Jewelry, perfume, clothing, shoes, thousands of bargains. Friday noon to 10, Saturday 10 to 9, Sunday 11 to 6. Touchstone Energy Place at River Center.
Crystal Soup and
It's wall-to-wall clearance time at Crystal Ski and Patio. A huge wall-to-wall clearance sale will begin immediately with prices slashed on every single item of patio furniture, hall and grills, water skis, wakeboards, and wetsuits. This sale includes Homecrest patio furniture. Homecrest, the brand that defines quality and comfort. Homecrest, it's the brand of patio furniture you want to own and enjoy. Relax and unwind at Homecrest high-back swivel rockers, now on sale at incredibly low prices at Crystal Ski and Patio.
Crystal Ski and Patio.
Check out the coolest water ski and wakeboard shop in the Twin Cities, Crystal Ski and Patio. You'll find sweet deals on water skis, wakeboards, and wetsuits from H.O., O'Brien, Liquid Force, Hyperlite, O'Neill, and much more. Prices are slashed on every water ski and wakeboard in stock. This is the sale you've been waiting for. Shop the wall-to-wall clearance sale going on now at Crystal Ski and Patio, just 2 miles south of 694 on Highway 81.
This announcement is for men 18 to 41 years of age who currently have advanced hair loss on the top of their head. You may qualify for a pharmaceutical company-sponsored research study at the Minnesota Clinical Study Center if you have a history of progressive hair loss and currently have advanced hair loss on the top of your head. The Minnesota Clinical Study Center is looking for volunteers with advanced hair loss to participate in a research study using an approved oral prescription medication or placebo for such male pattern hair loss. Two-thirds of the subjects will receive the approved medication. You must be in good general health and willing to go to their Fridley office for 7 scheduled visits during 12 months. An evaluation will be made by a dermatologist. Volunteers who qualify and are enrolled into the study will be monetarily compensated. For more information, call the Minnesota Clinical Study Center at 612-502-2941. That's 612-502-2941.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology, like the Internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
Dude, you guys are going to go back in time.
Yeah!
You are going to have the most excellent adventures in
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
All right. Adam Carolla has three TV shows. I don't have any, but I'm in a Limp Bizkit video.
Oh, really?
So I got that going for
me. That's cool.
In the break stuff video. I'm Stryker, in for Adam Carolla on Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, along with Dr. Drew and Victoria Silstedt, who was came in the top 10 in the Miss World competition.
How do you know that? That
I'm was like smart.
10 years ago.
Because yeah. I went to your website.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've been everywhere, haven't you?
So if you were Playmate of the Year and you were top 10 in the world, don't you think the women in front of you should have been Playmate of the Year at some point? Where the hell are they now?
I have.
What? What? You can't say that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, if we were in Sweden, then you can say words like that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. I'm doing my best here. Thanks for calling up. We are going to speak to Shannon. If you're just joining us, she split away from her husband. They were away from each other for a while, and now, all of a sudden, just to get it out of their system, they're having sex again. Right, Shannon?
Yeah.
All right. Well...
The thing is, we broke up and we decided we're going to be friends, but now all of a sudden we get along a lot better. Everything's more comfortable. You know, it just, we're joking around. We're just, it just, the whole.
Shannon,
just, more relaxing, yeah.
Do you want to get back with your husband?
Well, not really. I mean,
don't you think that continuing to have a physical relationship with him keeps you sort of attached in some way that might not be so good for you?
Well, no, I just think I still get to have sex and not, you know, have risk, you know, getting disease or...
But that does, it doesn't keep you emotionally involved in this relationship. You're still able to go out and... doesn't get rid of your mojo.
Huh? What do you mean?
You still
want to... Mojo! Who are you quoting, Stuart Scott, Dr. Drew?
You still want to go out and date other people and all.
How many... Shannon, do you have any kids?
We have one.
And is this possibly going to hurt your child if you guys are separated, but all of a sudden every couple of days maybe he's coming over for a quickie?
Well, I'm going over there.
And where's your child at the time?
Well, right now he's with his grandparents for 2 weeks.
If you're really at ease with this... That's fine. It's obviously a comfortable place for you. It's the only thing you've ever known. You've been with the guy since high school.
Yeah.
It's understandable that it would be sort of such a comfort zone for you. On the other hand, I will predict that it will keep you involved in that relationship in a way that will not let you really be available to other relationships until you end it. That's when the piece of yourself will be able to be available for something more substantial.
So either give up the sex and...
Give up the relationship and make it, you know, create more boundaries in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you're 22 on Loveline.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I have a problem here, but I've known my girlfriend for about, we're kind of trying to be friends now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her for about 6 years. Before we got together, you know, I got to see her have sex with other guys.
You got to? What do you mean?
You were watching.
I mean, I wasn't watching her, you know, like watching her just to get cheap throws off it or anything. I just happened to be in the same room while she was doing it.
You're gay. So he wasn't just a cheap observer, he was a professional.
You know, I just happened to be in a room at the same time.
And by the way, you've known her for 6 years, so this was all going on when you were 16, 17?
Huh?
I'm really curious. How are you able to, I guess if you're in the moment, but you just snuck in the room while this girl was with someone else?
No. She was drinking, you know.
What about you, though? I'm asking about you. You just got in the room?
Oh,
what is it, opium dens or something? What the hell are you talking about here?
I was just in the room, that's all.
Yeah, Michael, you're talking about that as though that's
we were real close friends, that's all it was.
Evidently.
I've got friends, I don't want them watching me. Get it on, come on now.
When she's drinking, she doesn't really care, you know. So, anyways.
Well, what's your question?
Question is, whenever I masturbate now, instead of... me thinking of me and her having sex, you know, I think about her having sex with these other guys.
Well,
I'm
gay.
And I was just wondering if that was normal or not.
You take this one.
I think it's more normal if girls fantasize about other girls while you're having sex with a guy, but I don't know about guys and another
girl. But the whole situation is so ridiculous, so awful. He's been watching this girl have sex with a guy since she was 16.
He's got to be...
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to ask one more thing. Hold on, what exactly is your question? Shorten to the point.
Is it normal?
Question basically, is it normal that I do that?
In other words, should he be thinking about him having sex with her as opposed to other guys having sex?
Drew, you answer that.
The whole situation is so unnormal that...
that thing is just whack, as they say.
Yeah, that you know, what you do in your private time...
Hello?
...doesn't make it any less abnormal.
Right. All right, Howard, you're 22, and apparently you're being stalked by somebody.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to college in California, and I think it's just some chick off the internet. I wrote to some chick off the internet, and ever since then, I've gotten weird, freaky phone calls.
Okay.
And, like, I went to the police station in Beverly Hills, and they laughed at me. They said that I shouldn't be afraid of some girl stalking me, and...
Well, there's...
My friend, the number's unlisted, and he got the listing off the internet. She's from New York City and Lexington Avenue. And I tried to call the number back, but I hear breathing on the phone, and then it connects me to some automated service.
Well,
and there's always all these weird messages.
How long has this been going on for?
Like, how long? Like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's like scream, man. It's getting freakier and freakier and freakier.
Why? What's that?
Because, like, the messages start out okay, but they're getting more and scarier and scarier.
In what way?
What?
What's the scariest thing that she said to you in the message?
That she knows about a scar on the right side of my head that looks like a hook. Well, it looks like a tattoo, but it's everybody thinks it's a tattoo, but it's actually a scar. And she's going to rip my legs off because I dissed her or something, and I don't even know this person.
Change your phone number.
And you reported to the police that she was threatening violence?
Yeah, but they said they can't do anything unless some physical harm comes to me, so what good is that going to be?
There are stalking laws now, right?
Uh-huh.
And it seems to me that you could invoke those sorts of protections. However, unless there's something, some reason to believe you're in harm's way, I can see where they might not mobilize.
Well, the thing that I'm not telling you is this woman's a dominatrix.
How do you know that?
Because I put an ad on the internet.
I don't know. You put an ad on the internet, and all you have to do, man, is change your number, and the mind can play tricks on you so bad. So just change your number and move somewhere else. All right, Mark, you're 15 on Loveline.
Like for me, every time I get an erection, I get this like stomach ache. It's just like a pretty bad stomach ache, and like it's hard to masturbate. Like you're trying to think about the girl, and then you get this. Nurse up stomach failure. Is that normal?
What the hell are you talking about? What is this? The struggle? This is your fault.
This is all my fault. You know, it's a full moon tonight, by the way.
I know. It's been for three or four nights, though. But tell me this again. Describe the feeling.
Like, it's like, it's a stomach ache, and it kind of works its way up towards, like, it kind of works around in the stomach. It's
okay.
Stomach? Ask me. Hold on. Dr. Drew, I'm going to be him. Ask me. Yeah.
Describe the stomach pain to me.
Well, I just think about a girl and the pain squirms around and goes up.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Okay, Mark,
the term stomach ache, don't use.
Okay.
What do you experience?
Like a burning feeling in the stomach.
Burning.
Yeah.
Right onto the belly button, kind of?
What? Like in a 3-inch surface area of that, yeah.
Under the belly button.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move up or down.
Right. Throbs, but not
throbbing. And is it every time you have an erection?
Every time I have an erection, yeah, for like the past year.
Huh.
I've had doctors checking out, and they're like, they think it's normal. They think I'm just having like hormonic rage.
Right. Yeah.
Do you chew a lot of Flintstones, kids?
No.
A lot of acid in there.
Yeah. It's just some sort of muscular or prostate thing. So I don't know what that would be, Mark, but have you seen a urologist ever?
No, I haven't.
That's what you ought to do, but I'll tell you what, the probability of this being something important or harmful or even problematic to you, very, very remote.
Yeah.
So you didn't worry about it, right?
Right.
So I can understand that it could be unpleasant.
Definitely, especially every time you get an erection, think about a girl with burning sensation.
Hey, by the way, 15 every time is like... How many times an hour? Yeah.
Every other minute. All right. Let's talk to Aaron, who's 19 on Loveline with Victoria Silstedt, who's blonde, 6'1", and pretty nice.
How you going, Dad? How you guys doing?
Aaron, what's up?
Okay.
Hey, I got a question. I've known this girl for 4 months, and I knew she was bisexual from the beginning, and I seemed to think that was okay and pretty cool and everything. But we started getting in a relationship, and there's this one girl that that's always been around, and her, you know, asked me if they wanted a pool threesome, and I said yeah.
But you said it more.
Exactly.
I said yes, but you know, I thought it'd be pretty cool. I've never done it before and everything. But they had sex, and I was sitting there having sex with my girlfriend. I can't say that. But
yeah.
So you felt left out.
Yeah, I kind of felt left out, and afterwards, that's what it kind of feels like. She's got more feelings for her than she does to me, and it's kind of scaring me.
Maybe she's trying to impress you, like, you know,
No? That wouldn't make him feel like
I called you guys, so you guys can help me out.
Well, most people that are committed bisexuals are basically telling you they're not committed to monogamy.
Right.
Mono versus bi.
Aaron.
Yeah.
How much do you like your girlfriend?
I love her. I love her with all my heart. I've been together for 4 months.
Aaron, no, this isn't going to work, I bet you. I mean, this is somebody, she can't tolerate intimacy. She's telling you that by warning you I'm bisexual. It means I'm soon going to be saying bye and hello to another person of the same sex.
Dating her 4 months and you already love her, man. I would just look at it like
I can see her a lot, you know. She's been there for me. She's done stuff for me.
Well, good.
I'm kind of scared, you know, that she's going to wind up leaving me for somebody else.
Well, she's already put you on notice that that's what her plan is.
Okay, so what can I do? Just
find another woman and just thank God you had a threesome already.
Have very honest and open dialogue with her about what her intentions are with this relationship, and don't be afraid to deal with the reality that exists.
Okay.
All right, man.
Deal with reality on reality's term. Don't ignore these things if you don't want to hear what you don't want to hear.
Anytime you're dating someone 4 months and the girl you're with is saying, why don't we have a threesome with my friend? Right there is a...
That is...
Mm-mm.
Bye.
Definitely.
Bye-bye to the relationship.
And if you already love her at 4 months, something's kind of odd right there. And if you don't love her, hey, you got a threesome out of it and move on with your life. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on Love Line. You're 18. Going, good.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I love you on Big Brother, man. You're awesome.
Jerry, thanks. You see it tonight?
Yeah.
It was a good show tonight, I thought.
I hate Karen. She's like...
Yeah, but did you hate her by the end of tonight?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. I thought it was pretty touching what she did.
Yeah, I love Love Line, too. Yeah, I have a big problem on my hands. Like, 4 days ago, I guess, my sister found my little stash of pornography.
How old is your sister?
She's 8.
Like, oh.
Hey.
And now, what does this collection consist of?
God, mental note. Everything God, I have videos. Triplets.
What?
Everything except videos.
Oh,
and, like, I guess she told my mom or whatever because she was cute. Yeah, I don't know. She gave it to my mom, and, like, now my mom's on my case, and I don't know what to do.
What is she on, what is she on your case about, mom?
Like, exposing my sister to, like...
Yeah. That's she's not, like, pissed at you for having porn, right?
Nah.
It's not like, oh,
actually,
my God.
Yeah, she is, though. She is.
Well, you mean...
She's, like, really conservative.
So like, what is it about the porn that bothers her?
And I'm, like, looking into that kind of stuff that, I don't know.
Well, is it the exploitation of women?
Everything about it. Jesus.
Is the like, fact that you're a sexual being?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that Jerry's growing up, that's bugging her. Okay, I definitely understand if she has a problem with porn in terms of how it treats women. I definitely have a major connection with her on how it affects your 8-year-old sister, because it can be problematic for her.
Like, in what way?
Well, kids that get exposed prematurely to explicit sexual material can be traumatized. It changes your chemistry a little bit and can hypersexualize them. It can have effects. So it is actually important that you keep that stuff away from her.
So what should I do now? Just not say
find
anything?
A better hiding place.
A better hiding place or a hiding place out of the house. And, you know, what you're doing is not wrong. It's sort of age appropriate for you, for 18-year-old.
Right.
But your sister needs to talk a lot about this with her mom and dad. She needs to be figuring out what this is, what this means to her, how people relate. I mean, this is an opportunity for your parents to begin communicating with her about these issues, and they're going to have to establish and keep a dialogue going for quite a while.
All right.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know, where was this porn collection hidden so your sister could find it?
It was under my bed next to my comic book.
That's the most common place in the history of mankind, Jerry. Come on, man. Get a better place than that. All right, Karen, you're 16 on Loveline with Dr. Drew. Victoria Silvstedt is here as well. Go ahead.
Well, I have this, I guess, like, extra skin around, like, my vagina, and it really bothers me.
Why?
It's just big and, like...
Does it make noise when you walk? Some women have that, and there actually are operations to reduce
that. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, but nobody's ever, like, none of my sexual partners have ever said anything to me about it.
I don't think it would be an issue to a guy.
It's gigundo.
I don't think you need to worry about it, and you're 16. I definitely don't think anybody would operate on you at 16, so relax.
But
you're fine. It's you. Don't worry about it. It'll be just good. Hey, Michael.
It'll be just good.
You'll be just good.
Michael. Michael.
Michael's
caller who goes by the name of Michael.
Smoked a lot of speed and became psychotic, is now running around his house and can't hear us. All right, we're putting you on hold.
Wait, he's got to be there. Michael.
Let's see if he's snoring.
That's ass.
We'll come back to him.
Okay.
Little one. Jerry, I didn't mean to blow that girl off, so to speak, but you answered her question.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Stephanie.
Yes.
You are 26 on Love Line.
Yes.
What's going on?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Speak. What's going on?
Okay, well, I don't know why, but within the last couple of months, I've noticed that sex has become very painful for me.
At what point?
Well, it just hurts really bad, and I don't know why, and
I... Right at the time of penetration, or after it's been going on for a while, or when?
Both. And it's to the point where I don't even want to have sex with my husband anymore because it's so uncomfortable for me.
Anything else going on in the relationship?
No, everything's fine. Everything's great.
Anything else making you uptight?
No.
Anything else going on? Your periods are normal?
No. Yeah, everything else.
No medications recently?
No. Everything's...
And why haven't you seen a doctor about this?
Well, I made an appointment, but they can't see me for a month.
Oh, boy. HMO is wonderful.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, you got to get in there. You got to urge them to see you sooner because it could be a cyst, could be endometriosis, could be infection. And these things all need to be checked out. If it's nothing, which it also can be, it could be just vaginismus. Have you ever had this problem before?
No, never. Mm-hmm. That's why I just can't understand what's going on because...
You have no discharge, no irritation?
No.
And again, it's right at the time of penetration, you have pain?
Well, I kind of felt like it might be, like I was experiencing dryness.
Mm-hmm.
So I did try, I don't know, KY jelly or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't seem to help.
Hmm. Did you try, like, a yeast medication just to make sure it's not some sort of vaginitis?
No, I didn't.
You might do that. But that's usually more discharge and irritation, itching, that kind of thing.
But if I did try that yeast medicine and I didn't have a yeast infection, would that harm me?
No, it wouldn't. But it's a waste of time and money, though. You need to see somebody, Stephanie. This needs to be looked into. If really the relationship is going well, really you have nothing else going on in your life that could be stressing or impairing your ability to have sexual relationships, there's nothing that you can point at physically, then somebody needs to figure this out for you.
Let's go back to Michael, the psychotic who's on speed. Michael?
Yes.
There you are.
Hey.
Where have you been?
I already fell asleep there.
We're that good today.
All right. Smoked a lot of speed, have you?
Yeah, well, I've been off it about 2.5 years. As soon as I found out my girlfriend was pregnant with my son, I decided that I needed to quit and clean my life up. But while I was using, I went into severe psychosis towards the end
So people understand what that is it's particularly with amphetamine, with a speed psychosis, it's a delusion. And delusions mean you start believing, particularly paranoid delusions, which is what occur from stimulants, start believing that people are trying to do things to you or thinking about you. And with speed, those delusions are always preoccupations about family and friends and neighbors.
Uh-huh.
What did you have, Michael?
It was exactly that. Neighbors were trying to get me busted with the police. I thought police were after me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I thought family members were trying to turn me into the FBI. I thought people were trying to kill me.
Yeah. That's just from doing the speed. And that,
I mean, that could have been from smoking or from taking it, eating it. I've seen it from people.
That's right. However you do it, that's how you get it. That's all. And it's a problem because with cocaine, the psychosis is always directed at the police and the FBI and not about the families and things. And it goes away in about 8 to 10 hours. With speed, that delusion, even after you stop using the speed, can go on for weeks or even months.
Exactly.
And so it can be terribly disruptive to relationships. Imagine if you think your grandmother's trying to kill you. I mean,
right. Yeah.
So
my question is, my memory and my memory retention and my verbal skills have really taken a slip.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about these things, and I'm wondering what can be done, if there's anything.
I do have a lot of speed patients who did a lot of speed who complain about persistent memory problems. They're usually not disabling, they're not awful, but they're noticeable. And if you really wanted to do something about that, I would see a neurologist, start with somebody who has some experience, perhaps at a university center. There are these medications now like Exelon and Aricept that are help with the cognition, might have some use in this setting, and also to be evaluated to see if there's a mood disturbance component to this, which is a common thing that follows what you've described.
Yeah, I'm on Prozac right now.
Well, Prozac can impair your memory too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Butrin classically does that.
This was before. I'd had this before. I'd just taken the Prozac within the past 3 months.
Okay, so it's not that.
Yeah.
But again, talk to whoever's prescribing the Prozac. Talk about Exelon or Aricept.
Exelon or Aricept?
Aricept. These things may have some use for you. And Prozac is not something you'd choose to use with that. They might switch that around a little bit, too. But again, I would see a neurologist in a university setting.
Okay, you guys are great. Really appreciate your
show. All right, Mike. You must be in recovery right now, yes?
Huh?
You in recovery?
No, I cold turkey myself. I quit smoking cigarettes, quit everything.
How long has it been?
It's been 2.5 years.
You know, I'll tell you, people that cold turkey without doing something, without making a change, my experience, always depressed, severely depressed. So depression may be a big part of what's going on with you, Michael.
All right, Mike, hope you get better and your grandma's not going to attack you. We're going to take a break. I just got to ask this girl real quick. Whitney.
Yeah.
You're 13, you've already had sex 25 times?
Yeah.
And you've never orgasmed?
No.
Okay, well, hold on one second. We're going to find out the reasons. Yikes, oh my God. Victoria, Silfstead is here. You're listening to Love Line. We'll be right back.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
Eric the Bike Man!
It is time for laid-back, 70s-style peace, love, and groovy bikes at far-out pricing.
Eric's birthday bash.
Because he's been peddling good bikes since, like, 1977.
I started at 13.
Cool.
Eric's birthday bash.
A celebration of bell bottoms, love beads, and sandals.
I never wore bell bottoms, love beads.
No flower power.
I was selling BMX bikes in my backyard.
Of course.
Oh, glittery banana seats.
Oh, very psychedelic. You were becoming
Eric the Bike Man.
Now, with birthday bash prices on mountain cross comfort and BMX wheels that let you do your own thing with ultimate coolness.
Sale prices on bike gear, too.
Check out this Technicolor Bicycle Nirvana now. Search to
EricTheBikeMan.com
for the Norwegian psychedelic Eric's nearest Yule pad.
Eric's birthday bash.
Did we tell him the sale's on now? What do you got there?
Broadway Pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway Pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway Pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Had some lately?
Hi, this is John DeMint from New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes. In Minnesota, there are 270,000 people that have diabetes. Every hour, 21 people die because of complications from diabetes. Your support saves lives. Now through August 28th, New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes will donate $5 to the American Diabetes Association for every pair of New Balance shoes purchased at our stores. Their mission is to prevent and cure diabetes and to improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes. New Balance is the only athletic shoe that comes in widths from narrow to double wide and women's size 6 to men's size 18. At New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes, we'll always ask to measure your feet to give you the best fit we can. You can get a great fitting pair of New Balance shoes, and $5 will go to help find a cure for diabetes. Schuler Shoes and New Balance Twin Cities, independently owned and operated. St. Louis Park, Bloomington, Maple Grove, Golden Valley, Roseville, and St. Cloud. So hurry in today to Schuler Shoes and New Balance Twin Cities to get a great fitting pair of New Balance shoes.
Zone105.com has the best online contests.
Oh, come here, you two.
Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can also register to win concert tickets to the best local shows, go to the hottest events, get free movie passes, and more. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
Yes, all right.
What's going on? It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. The Offspring is blaring in the background, the remake of the AFI song, AFI. All right, Stryker in for Adam Carolla. He'll be back, I don't know, at some point, doing something with the Man Show. Here's my impression of Adam when the Man Show was on during the week. So, we're going to be back in a couple... Is it commercial yet, the Man Show? Listen, is it commercial? All right, crew, take over. I got to go watch the Man Show. Hey, love the Man Show. Okay, great.
You know, our program director just began noticing that he was behaving like that.
He did not notice.
And couldn't believe it. Called me up like, is there a TV over there? Is he really doing that? Yes and yes.
Man. Okay, Victoria Silvstedt is here. Hello, Victoria.
Hey, how are you?
Are you having a good time here?
Yeah, I'm having a blast. I'm learning a lot of things, too, you know?
Very good.
A lot of things that I didn't know.
You have a calendar coming out.
Yeah, it should be out like in September, beginning of September sometimes in this store.
And you're wearing ski clothes in it?
You got it.
Right. Beautiful.
We shot sexy bikini shots in Brazil.
Small bikinis?
Yeah.
Can you sign me up for one?
I've saved a couple for you.
Okay,
so.
Very good. If you
Will
want
you
to
model them for me later on?
Consider that a
yes. Okay.
All right, sexyvictoria.com is how you can see what she looks like. She's literally sitting 2 feet away from me, and I'm loving this. Sorry, Ace Rocola. Let's take a call. This is Whitney on Loveline. She's only 13, and oh, my God, sex 25 times?
Yeah.
How old is the guy?
Huh?
How old is the guy?
It was three different guys.
How old were they, roughly?
16, 15, and 13.
That could explain that.
I don't think your problem is not having the orgasm. I think the problem is the 25 times.
And also not getting to know the guys enough to be able to relax.
Well, wouldn't you agree at 13 the probability of having an orgasm is remote?
Well, 20 times was with my boyfriend, and I've been going out with him for like 9 months.
Yeah, but Whitney, most women don't sort of get that piece figured out until much, much later. And I don't know, it's so common that many women, not all, but I would dare say most, don't really master that until their 20s,
definitely
really.
That age, because you just kind of lay there and waiting for it to happen, and it's not happening that way. I mean, it takes a lot of practice, a lot of work from both sides, mm-hmm. I would say. So, don't you worry.
I have a suspicion that some of it may actually be some biological development, because women in their 13 to 16 don't have that. Typically, some do, but typically don't. And somewhere around 18, they sort of become more open to that possibility and figure it out eventually. And guys are clueless the whole way in terms of helping women.
Oh, right.
Completely clueless. And some of it is also the ability to achieve real intimacy, too, and to feel comfortable with somebody else.
It's such a mind game, I think, all
for women.
And for me, too.
No, come on.
Fine. It's not. I have a fur coat that doesn't need a hanger. Whitney, are you having safe sex with your boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You plan to get pregnant at 13?
No.
You're going to. Hello?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You may be already, actually.
No, I'm not.
How do you know?
I'm on my period right now.
Yeah. It could even be first trimester. You can bleed and be pregnant. So you got to get some birth control. You will be pregnant in no time.
It's Russian roulette. One of these times, bam, the little spermy guy's going to get in there, and you're going to have a baby. Your life has changed. All right. Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca?
Yeah?
What's going on? You're 16.
I was thinking about taking this pill called Lassant.
Drew, what is it?
On.
No, we can't.
Mom there?
Uh-oh, yeah. I got nervous. Can you answer it? Maybe she can hear it. What is Blue Font?
I have no idea. Never heard of it.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. And you call yourself a doctor?
It's something you got on the back of a magazine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Back in the sports section.
Anything.
Josh.
Yeah.
All right. You heard something can get you high. What is that something?
Nutmeg.
Yeah, apparently there is some hallucinogenic property to that if you take enough of it. But
yeah, because like my friend said, if you take like 2 tablespoons of it, it would be like almost like an acid trip.
Yeah, not a good thing for you, okay? Just don't...
Yeah, because I heard it would like mess up your liver.
Possibly.
Is that true? What else are the side effects?
Well, again, I always worry that anything that causes hallucinations is damaging, potentially damaging brain. That always is there.
Hey, man, why do you want to trip out so much at 14?
I don't know. I'm just...
Want to experiment and see where it can take you?
Well, just going to do it. I'm not going to do it, but I want to know if it was safe.
No.
It's not?
No.
So, like, I shouldn't do it at all?
Yeah, it's not safe.
Not safe.
Okay,
you can still go to the rave and do your thing, man. Just don't do that.
Okay, so like, would it really mess me up inside? Or
yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, don't do it. Stay away from it.
Let's have a fantasy answer. Oh, Josh, yeah, it might take 14 tablespoons. That's what Josh
does. I'm on it right
Enjoy.
Now.
Have a great time. It's good for you. How could it not be good for you?
It makes your wiener grow to 11 inches. Yeah. Julian.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 14.
Yeah. My girlfriend, she hasn't got her period yet, and she was supposed to get it about 2 weeks ago, right? And, you know, I just want to know why she hasn't got it if we haven't done it, like, we haven't had sex.
Julian, how old is she?
14.
She's 13.
Yeah, most women, when they start having their periods, are not like clockwork. They're very irregular.
Oh, really?
And some women are very irregular their entire life. But particularly at that age, you would expect some irregularity.
Yeah, well, she said that she was going to get it about 2 weeks ago, and she's really scared, but...
Well, look, just... What's she afraid of?
Yeah. Hey, do you know...
You haven't had sex, so what's she scared of?
I have no idea.
She should relax.
It's normal, okay?
Have you told her that if you can't, if there's no sex, that she can't...
yeah, that's what I told her. She's like, well, maybe you had some of it on your fingers or
something. No.
Don't worry, explain it to her. She'll be fine. Yvonne, you're 18. You're on Love Line.
I was actually just curious about something Dr. Drew said earlier about young kids being traumatized by pornos at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that, like, all my sexual experiences haven't been, like, I've never reached, you know...
orgasm.
Right, and also, I also, like, at a young age, I also have seen pornos and I've seen my parents looking at them. And,
how old?
Anywhere from, like, 5 to 13.
Okay.
And I just was wondering, like, I mean, how badly traumatized can you be? Like, how serious can that be?
Well,
I
wouldn't worry about it affecting orgasmic functioning, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Okay, it's more that it creates kind of a post-traumatic stress reaction in some people, not in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if the parents are not sort of available to you to help you process that and understand that and come to terms with it, it's one of the things to lead to certain kinds of sexual compulsivity.
I'm sorry, that kind of what?
Sexual compulsivity. In sort of chaotic relationships.
Okay, because like my sexual relationships have never been really stable. Like someone said earlier, like sometimes I'll break out into like tears in the middle of.
Yeah, there's some of that. And then you got to remember, these are parents that were sitting there watching porn in front of you when you were 5 too. And what does that imply about their attunement to what your needs were? So there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Do you think, Yvonne, that your relationships are not going that great because you saw porn? At a young age?
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering if, like, any of my discomfort has to do with, like, things that I might have been traumatized earlier. I mean, I was also molested at a very young age, and not much was done about that either.
All right, well, that's the big one right there.
Okay.
Definitely that's affected you. You can say that with certainty. Get some treatment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right, Yvonne. Goodbye.
All right, 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Loveline. Victoria Silvstedt is here. I would be Stryker, and I'm filling in for Adam Rakola, feebly attempting to do a job. Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's going on with you, man?
Four of the past 5 nights, I've had a wet dream, and I try masturbating, and it doesn't work.
But it works while you're sleeping.
And
his phone's cutting out.
Yeah. Well, it will work.
It says, is that common? Yes, it's common. Will it work? Yes, it will work, definitely.
Just keep practicing.
Just don't be like that other guy who does it 7 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim, you want some breast implants, apparently, and you're 18.
Yeah.
What's your size right now, breast size, that
34B.
Is? 34B. That's not bad.
That's not terribly small.
What an A.
Most women are looking for B or C, so what's
going on? I mean, they're not, I mean, I'm not flat. I know I'm not, and I have about a handful, but
that's like, enough.
From watching, like, TV and everything, and I see girls like that, and it's like, I've just been thinking about it, but I hear so much bad stuff about it, like, you lose feeling or there's scars, so I'm scared about it.
Victoria, take it away.
I'm really scared.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'4", 5'5".
You see, you're not that tall. I mean, you know, you with a handful, I mean, I'm sure that looks... you know, very proportionate, and I don't know, is it just for you to feel better and to make, you know?
Yeah, I just want to, I don't know.
Have guys complained, or?
No, like, no, they haven't complained, but I just think, I don't know, I just want them,
you
like.
You feel like you
want
to live up to, like, an image?
Yeah.
What size do you want to get?
I don't know.
Well, and are you afraid that you're going to lose sensitivity also?
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I don't want scars, and I've heard...
Well, you don't have to worry about, you know, the scars. I mean, today you don't have to worry about those scars.
I mean, it's not that they're not big enough. I just want them more, like, pushed up, I guess.
Push-up bra, Victoria's Secret, 1995.
That's all I wear. It's all the bra, baby.
Right. So,
all it is.
If I may ask, what size were you previous to having your breast?
I was a B, and then I'm a C plus. But
you're not.
You know,
you're a D plus.
No, I'm not.
You are so a
D. It's the bra, babe.
It is.
I swear to God. It's a push-up bra.
Oh wow, that looks pretty good.
See, it does wonders.
Yeah, but you're definitely a C plus up to a D.
C plus, baby.
And we have a guy on the other side of the
window. But I'm tall. I'm like almost 6 feet.
Yeah.
So it's more proportionate. I mean, if I was 5'4" and having this size breast, that would be like a cartoon for God's sake.
Exactly.
So she's not that tall, so I mean, when you know, a handful, I'm sure she looks great.
Have you lost your sensitivity in the brush? No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good. Very good. That's Victoria Silstead. She was Playmate of the Year back in 97, and she's here on Loveline. And we're going to speak to Sean, 24, on Loveline.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up, guys?
All right.
So my question is...
Sean's got the record, the turntable on slow.
Seriously.
What's up, Sean?
I've been smoking marijuana pretty regularly since I was about 17 and 24.
No kidding.
And I don't really dream too much. Like, I don't really remember having a dream.
No, ever.
No wonder.
Or since you've been smoking all that pot?
Yeah.
Well, it could have something to do with it. I mean, your brain's under the influence of a drug. Right?
What?
It changes the brain function. Why does it surprise you that its function will be changed when you sleep, too?
Okay. It's reversible. You were saying earlier that everything related with it is reversible.
Well, for the most part, it's been my experience,
What's I heard something about nitrogen bubbles being caught between the exterior layer of the brain and the skull. Do you know anything about that?
No, not saying
anything. What a chiropractor told me.
No, that's nonsense.
Okay, part two of my question is, I was back in the early 80s. They were handing out Ritalin like it was the miracle drug, you know, make Johnny get good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that all the way until I was 18, and I quit taking it.
Yeah, well, ADD, if you have a family history of alcoholism and you have ADD, that's an addict. And it turns out if you treat an ADD addict with Ritalin in childhood, the intensity of the addictive disease that comes on later is actually reduced. So it's actually a good thing to treat kids with Ritalin if you have an addict ADD child.
Okay, how do they diagnose a person with ADD?
They're clinical features. The fact that you're an addict almost guarantees that you have ADD. And most addicts have an ADD-like quality about them. And their actual formal testing that can be done, their PET scans that can be done now to document it. There are ways to document it. It's being treated very aggressively in urban centers and undertreated in rural and suburban centers, rural centers. Yeah.
Okay.
You still smoking pot every day?
Sure. Well, multiple times a day.
Sure. Oh, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay.
Can you hear that?
Of course I can hear that. All right, Sean. Let's speak to Elise, and then we're gonna take a quick break. I just saw the word enlarge and the word penis, and I immediately have to press this button. Elise.
Yes. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right. My question was, I wanted to know if there's any products out there that that increase the size of your penis area, you know what I mean, besides surgery or whatever, you know what I mean?
Hold on, what's your ethnicity?
I'm black.
Oh, you decide to go black, you never go back.
There's no
reason for that.
Yeah, what's going on? So you're 25, and how big are you right now, man?
9.5.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Signing you off right now.
Seriously.
Oh, God. All right. 9.5 is too big. All right. Victoria Silstead is here. Striker for Adam Carolla with Dr. Drew. Loveline coming back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grundy.
It's just a bomb.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember old Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yes.
Roll up his sleeves and start showering us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big car to wind up 2 pallets in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. an honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say.
That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Do you think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Cheesy tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
For the best diamond value in Minnesota, check out the featured prices at SpenceDiamonds.com. Then visit us at our Roseville or Bloomington showrooms. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, you'll see the largest selection of engagement ring designs in the state, and you'll find far better prices than anywhere else for similar diamonds. That's because we can do things other jewelers can't. At Spence Diamonds, our in-house diamond cutting and ring manufacturing and our overseas importing division eliminate several middlemen. Traditional jewelers buy from those wholesalers. That's why it's so hard for them to match our prices. At Spence Diamonds, with fewer middlemen to pay, we can offer better value than anyone else. See our featured diamond prices online at SpenceDiamonds.com, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington and save money on quality diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
We're excited. Second Wind has just opened two new stores, Coon Rapids next to Target and downtown in the Pillsbury Center.
Second Wind's Dick Enrico.
We're celebrating with the summer's hottest deal ever, the Cardio Combo Sale. Right now, purchase any new treadmill at Second Wind and receive a home gym free, a $500 value. That's right, absolutely free. We have all the main brands and treadmills, 20 different models. Choose from Lightfins, Landex, Pacemaster, True Vision, and a host of others.
Second Wind is open 10 to 9 weekdays, 10 to 5 Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday. Use our special fit and finance credit, 90 days, no interest, no payment.
Experts agree the best way to lose weight and look great is a combination of strength training and aerobic exercise. Second Wind's cardio combo is the answer. A $500 home gym free with any new treadmill purchase.
Second Wind, now with 10 metro locations. Call the Second Wind Exercise Equipment Hotline for the location nearest you. 952-903-4900.
Second Wind Exercise Equipment. Why buy new when slightly used will do? Except when the deals are this good.
Welcome to Arby Sbarro. May I help you?
I'm seeing double.
Sir?
There are totally two names on your sign.
Yes, sir.
So which place is it? Arby's or Sbarro?
It's both.
Did you know there are, like, two menus out here?
Yes, sir. One is Arby's menu with Arby's great roast beef, and one is Sbarro's menu with pasta and pizza.
You mean I'm seeing double in two different languages?
Sir, I'm sure you'll feel better after you eat.
Oh, right.
May I suggest our new pasta sampler platter? Lasagna, baked ziti, and fettuccine alfredo with a garlic roll and medium soft drink. Or maybe our new pizza feast, with two slices of New York-style pizza, garlic roll, and medium drink.
Yeah, that one. Is it good?
We guarantee it, or your money back.
Arby's Sbarro. Two great menus, two great tastes, one great place.
Here's your food, sir.
Whoa, look at these portions. I'm still seeing double.
At Arby's Sbarro Restaurants in Minnesota.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right, we're back. It's Loveline. Stryker here for Adam Carolla, who is gone, probably doing something with the Man Show. Dr. Drew, where is he? What's he doing?
He's going to Toronto. I don't know if that's right now for the... Oh, the Man Show's going to be in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's premiering it there, I guess.
He's promoting
in Canada.
Scary. Mm-hmm. All right, Victoria Silvstedt is here. She's a Playmate of the Year in 97. She was a top 10 Miss World. You have a calendar coming out sometime in early September.
Mm-hmm. Here I am.
You have a C-plus breast size and you're 6'1". and what's your sign?
Huh?
What, your sign?
Virgo Libra cast.
Virgo Libra, okay.
Yeah. And is that good?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. I don't really know.
Okay.
It just seemed like the most cheesy line I could say.
That's good.
That's all I could think of. Here's a question directly to you, Victoria. Stephanie, you're 16 on Loveline.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Victoria, how do you get into Playboy? Do they have special regulations or what?
Well, you got to be 18, and what most girls do, they send in pictures, but the problem is they get probably like thousands of pictures every day. I was unfortunate and lucky. I was discovered when I lived in Paris,
and they flew me over to do a test shoot for them, and they liked me, so they kept me there, pretty much.
Were you already modeling before they called you, or were you just walking in a mall and something?
No.
Oh, let's get that girl.
I was modeling in Paris for 2 years, and some photographer saw me and was like, well, you'd be perfect for Playboy, you know, just what they're looking for. I'm like, well, I don't really know if I want to go that direction, but...
Right.
I haven't looked back ever since, so.
Good for you. And how fun is it just hanging out at the Playboy
Mansion?
Oh,
that's awesome.
They have monkeys there.
That's the best part. Like, once you've been a playmate, like now, that's the fun part. You go to all the great parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do a lot of the famous people try to pick up on you?
Well, you know, it's
the
Playboy Mansion.
Of course, yes. But is it like the Bill Maher's and Leo and all those guys?
You got it. The cream of the crop running around. You got it.
And what's your favorite thing about the Playboy Mansion besides the famous people? What's
the cave, the grotto, the jacuzzi.
I've seen that place.
Very cozy, nice.
Right. You didn't wink at me, did you?
So you want to get into Playboy, you said?
Actually, she's already gone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah,
she's only
she
16 now.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Hey, George.
Yeah.
You're 17 on Loveline.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, okay, I had this aunt, right? She called me with my girlfriend while I was doing it, right? And she's now she's trying to blackmail me. She said, if I'm like, sleep with her, she'll tell my dad. And then, like,
oh, baloney, bro. No.
If you'll sleep with your aunt?
Me?
Listen.
Yeah. No, I don't want to hurt my uncle. Me and him are really close.
But she's blackmailing you about it?
Yeah.
Nonsense. Because it doesn't work like that. Of course you're going to say, hey, you go tell your uncle.
I got to find it. George, where do you live, man?
Seattle.
No, I don't think that happens in Seattle. I'm not going to stare at you anyways. Katrina, you're 15, you're on Loveline. What's up?
Hi, I'm only like 15, right? And I'm like suffering from depression every day.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm crying and for no reason. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you get some treatment for that?
I mean, I talked to my mom about it.
Yeah.
I used to cut my arms. It's really stupid. I'm afraid if I go to a doctor, they'll try to send me to some kind of mental institution.
Well, not if you're not imminently in harm's way. If you're not planning to hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, and you can follow.
I mean, what can they do though?
Medication would help you a lot.
Mm.
A lot.
I'm just afraid of going on it because
Katrina, you have a life-threatening condition. Why not take advantage of the treatments that are out there? Why not feel better?
Should I just go to a regular doctor or should I go to a psychiatrist?
You could start with a regular doctor, but you do need to see a psychiatrist.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
And she sounded about 10 years old, by the way.
That means something major happened to her.
Definitely. Rebecca.
Yes.
Welcome to Loveline. You're 19.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. So, first off, what's up, Stryker?
What's going on?
You don't even remember me, I'm sure, but I listened to you back in Tucson.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. He's the man over there.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Thanks.
Now, Roast is out here, and we got the whole crew going. It's great.
You got that right.
Thanks. How hot is it there now?
How hot is it in Tucson?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm in Los Angeles now.
Oh, so you heard me there in here?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Well, thanks for following me around.
No,
she's
no problem.
Stalker.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not about my obsession about you.
Take it easy. So what's going on, Rebecca?
Well, actually, I've got this problem where I listened to the girl who called in a while ago and was saying something about how she had the skin around her vagina or something like that. It was she didn't like. Well, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody having a similar problem to me. And it's kind of like there's these kind of, it's like extra skin growing right around the opening of the vagina.
Right.
And I've been to two gynecologists for this, and they both say that it's normal.
It is normal.
But the problem is that they're causing me to bleed every time I have sex.
You mean they get so irritated, they're so chafed?
Yeah, and it's not like it was like this when I first started having sex. I mean, it just started happening recently.
Yeah. Well.
But nobody has any good suggestions.
They didn't talk about any operation for that?
No. They all said, don't worry about it. Just make sure you're properly lubed.
Yeah. Well, they're right about that, but. I would consult again, see if there's any sort of surgical interventions they could offer.
Really?
Yeah, if it's really starting to bug you, why not?
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca?
All right.
I hope the flaps shorten up. Goodbye.
Thanks.
I'll see you in my next city, which will always be L.A.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Jessica, who's on Loveline. You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, I was wondering if you could tell me, Dr. Drew, what the characteristics are of being addicted to sex.
Well, it's like any other addiction. There, you typically see a family history of something, typically alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
The features are sexual activities and behaviors that have mounting consequences on relationships, health, finance, legal circumstances, and then some degree of denial about that. And in the vast majority of cases, there's a history of some sort of sexual trauma in childhood.
What are you doing that may trigger in your mind that you could be a sex addict, Jessica?
Well, you know, it's kind of weird because I haven't had sex in 2 years, but it's like an all-consuming thought life, and it feels like I can't have a normal relationship without just like desiring to sleep with this person, because I don't want to sleep with anyone again until I'm married, and so I can't get through a relationship without like making it that way.
I'm totally confused.
Okay, so like I can't get through a relationship without desiring to just jump in bed with whoever.
Now, are you talking about on the first date or after you get to know the person emotionally? And
or are you saying in another person, not the one you're getting involved with?
No, I just mean that it's my standard that I'm not going to sleep with anyone until I'm married.
Yeah.
And I just had to break up with the first person that I dated after 2 years, and because it was too hard to stay, not having sex with him.
All right. Well, were you going to marry him?
No.
Okay, so move along. That's
well, I would like to, but it's just too hard to until I know whether or not he needs the right person to marry to stay out of bed with him.
Now, why is it so bad if you have sex with a boyfriend after you get to know him and, you may not be married, but, you have a feeling for him? Why is it so bad in your mind to give in to that?
Well, actually, I have a theory that human bodies were crafted to only have sex with one person their whole life.
Well, Jessica...
No, really, if you think about what happens inside of a woman's body when she has sex, the inside of her body is totally formed around the man.
That is not true at all. What? I don't know where you got that notion, but let me tell you, from a medical perspective, you could not be further off.
Okay, why am I wrong? Then what happens then? Because
nothing. It goes completely. No. It doesn't change at all. It stays right where it's always been. It doesn't shape. What would happen after the baby comes out? What shape is it in then?
Good point.
Strike one up for the doctor, Jessica.
But really, then you know how she's like a girl starts off really tight and then she loses
deal? That's nothing.
It's nothing.
It happens a tiny little bit to everybody, but it doesn't matter if you're with a guy who's, that's not dependent on the guy at all.
Hmm.
All right, so apparently, according to the doctor, your theory's a little out of whack.
Why don't you just go sleep with him then?
Sleep with everyone, girl!
No, I thought what you were going to say was that longevity of relationship, that the survival of marriages, I mean, you might read some of the Rabbi Shmuley stuff. He really has some interesting philosophies about how important it is to wait and what that does for health of relationships. Rabbi Shmuley?
I've heard him on here before.
We had him up here before.
Yeah.
And he has some interesting theories about why waiting is good for and healthy for relationships. You might read that, Jessica, more substantial reasons for his waiting.
All right, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Love Line. Victoria Silvstedt is here. We'll be back in a minute. Shalom.
Hello, who's this?
This is Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191. Love Line will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Who's the best bartender in town? Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late-night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday, with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks.
then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Bikers Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Bikers is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Bikers Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
Want to learn how to develop and design interactive websites? Dunwoody is the place for you. Their new e-commerce development program begins December 1st. Learn HTML, Java, Visual Basic, and more. Call their admissions hotline to inquire or apply. 612-381-3081.
Musicians, get this. Fender American Standard Stratocasters at the breakthrough price of just $4.99. That's right, genuine Fender American Strats, just $4.99. When the names are this big, the gear is this hot, and the deals are this amazing, it can only be one event. It's Guitar Center's 36th Anniversary Extravaganza. Korg's hottest keyboard, the Triton, is in stock, and we've rolled back to $19.99 prices. Up to 63% off Duncan pickups, now just $29. Anniversary means exciting prices, extended financing, and heart-stopping deals in every department. Recordable CDs, 79 cents. 10 sets of drumsticks, $20. And enter to win a Ford Explorer Sport Track or a trip to L.A. to see Spinal Tap Live as they celebrate the release of the new This Is Spinal Tap DVD in stores September 12th. Guitar Center's 36th Anniversary Extravaganza is on now. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you. See store for details.
This weekend, emergency liquidation sale.
Touchstone Energy Place at River Center.
$5 million of name brand merchandise will be liquidated at pennies on the dollar.
RCA Big Screen TVs, $399.
RCA Laser DVD Players, $99.
GE and RCA VCRs, $39.
GE and RCA Camcorders, just $139.
Microwave ovens, $39.
Cordless phones, $10.
900 megahertz cordless phones, $15.
Answer machines and caller IDs, $5.
All electronics come with manufacturer's warranty
and money-back guarantee.
New MP3 players with memory cards, just $99.
Satellites, $49.
Sherwin Vega home theater speakers, just $69.
Pioneer complete surround sound system, $29.
Car stereo.
Tony Kenwood, Alpine, Pioneer, Fosgate, JL Audio.
And more to 70% off.
And incomplete internet-ready computers, $299.
Bubble jet printers, $59.
Thousands of bargains.
Friday noon to 10, Saturday 10 to 9, Sunday 11 to 5.
Emergency liquidation sale.
Touchstone Energy Place at River Center.
Crystal Ski and Patio.
It's wall-to-wall clearance time at Crystal Ski and Patio. A huge wall-to-wall clearance sale will begin immediately with prices slashed on every single item of patio furniture. Holland grills, water skis, wakeboards, and wetsuits. This sale includes Homecrest patio furniture. Homecrest, the brand that defines quality and comfort. Homecrest, it's the brand of patio furniture you want to own and enjoy. Relax and unwind at Homecrest high-back swivel rockers, now on sale at incredibly low prices at Crystal Ski and Patio.
Crystal Ski and Patio.
Check out the coolest water ski and wakeboard shop in the Twin Cities, Crystal Ski and Patio. You'll find sweet deals on water skis, wakeboards, and wetsuits from H.O., O'Brien, Liquid Force, Hyperlite, O'Neill, and much more. Prices are slashed on every water ski and wakeboard in stock. This is a sale you've been waiting for. Shop the wall-to-wall clearance sale going on now at Crystal Ski and Patio, just 2 miles south of 694 on Highway 81.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad. I'm okay.
Yeah. Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
All right, it's Loveline just about over. Stryker here, in for Adam Carolla. Thank you for dealing with me. I'm actually going to be back tomorrow for that guy. Drew is already jetted. I want to thank Victoria Silvstedt for hanging
out. Thank you. It was a pleasure. I had so much fun.
Good, good. Look for her calendar. It's going to be out early September. Check out her website, which is who and what again?
It's sexyvictoria.com.
All right. Thanks to Anne. Thanks to Danielle. Thanks to Ken. Stryker, we'll see you tomorrow on Loveline. Bye, Victoria.
Good night.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
If your equipment isn't properly set up,
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, and music from the Smashing Pumpkins. Good morning, it's Ben, your personal guide to the alternative classics this morning. Music this hour, we've got R.E.M., The Romantics, your request at 989-9105, and The Romantics on Zone 105.